Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. And now, play ball. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Banks moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Verdon scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-1 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Silvera and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Don Elston. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Walls moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Jim Fanning now catching. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Friend reaches second base with a double. Foyles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 4 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 4 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Turk Laun. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.